Whose fault? I look at the names of the police who knocked on the door of my father's uncle in the middle of the night and arrested Martin. Here they are: Eugène Cabanetos, Arnaud Mazouin, Georges Salamon, and their officer in charge, Pierre Le Papu. Is it their fault? They were ordered to arrest him by Gaston Jamet, the sub-prefect, who was following the orders of Louis Bourguin, the prefect. Louis Bourguin was following the orders of Hermann Herold, the local German commander of the security police. He was following the orders of René Bousquet, secretary general responsible for the French police, and Karl Oberg, higher SS and police leader based in Paris. He was under the command of Adolf Eichmann, who was in charge of organizing the trains that transported Jews to the concentration camps, who was under the command of Heinrich Himmler, who was under the command of Adolf Hitler, the leader of Nazi Germany. But why were Hermann Herold and Karl Oberg in France? Because Nazi Germany invaded France and occupied it. Why did they do that? Because Adolf Hitler figured out that he couldn't expand Germany into Eastern Europe until he had defeated Western Europe. But why did they round up millions of Jews from Germany and the countries they occupied and send them to concentration camps to be killed? Because the Nazis believed that this was the right thing to do. But how did people with such monstrous ideas get into power? Yes, good question. How did they?